Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This unit consists of 5 parts. This is Unit 7, Networks and Networking, Part 2. The objectives of this unit include gaining the ability to understand the history of networks and their evolution, list and describe the various types of network communications, list and describe the various forms of network addressing, including DNS. List and define the different types of networks. Describe different network topologies. List and describe different network standards and protocols. Describe wireless communication. List and describe network hardware and explain logical networking model concepts. The focus of this lecture is on the third objective. All internet communication utilizes IP addressing. In fact, the internet expects each communicating device, known as a host, to possess an IP address. An example of a communicating device is your computer. Your computer sends information to the internet when you click to send an email. On the other hand, your computer receives information from the internet when you receive an email in your email client. Currently, 2 versions of IP exist. IP version 4 has been around for nearly 50 years and is being replaced by IP version 6. We begin with considering IP version 4 from the standpoint of your own computer. If your computer is communicating on the internet, then your computer possesses an IP address and a subnet mask. An IP address, for example, might be 192.168.10.1. An IP address has to be associated with a subnet mask, which determines the network your computer resides in. Subnet masking is beyond the scope of our discussion. In this case, if we have the given IP address and subnet mask shown on the slide, we can glean that this host is located in the 192.168.10 something network. In other words, there are most likely a number of devices in this network, and they are all able to communicate with each other because they are all within the same IP address range. For example, if a device has an IP address of 192.168.10.2, 10.5, or 10.254, then all of those devices would be able to see each other. In fact, valid IP addresses based on this scenario are 10.1 through and including 10.254. IP version 4 public addresses are almost depleted. Few available public addresses remain as of spring 2011. Therefore, ISPs and the governments are currently migrating to the newer version of IP. IP version 6. Private networks will most likely stick with IP version 4 long into the future because it is easy to use and plenty of private addresses are still available. IP version 6 uses hexadecimal characters instead of decimal characters, as does IP version 4. Valid hexadecimal characters are 0 through 9 and A through F. This allows us to represent numbers from 10 to 15 with one character. The characters A and F in hexadecimal represent the numbers 10 and 15, respectively, in decimal. An IP version 6 address consists of an IP address and a prefix number, which we can relate to a subnet mask. Assuming that IP version 6 addressing makes sense now, if you look at the IP version 6 address as depicted on the screen, you can see that the device that possesses this IP version 6 address has a local or a private IP address. The prefix, which is a /23, tells us that the first 23 bits of this address apply to the network, and that the rest of the bits, 109 bits, can apply to host devices. IP version 6 offers enough address space to provide every person on the planet thousands of IP addresses well into the future, even when the Earth's population reaches 10 billion people. IP addressing, in particular IP version 6, represents a very complex topic. A deeper discussion of IP version 6 is beyond the scope of this unit. Managers of switches, servers, and routers must be proficient in calculating and providing addresses to devices, whether they are employing IP version 4 or IP version 6 addressing. Others need to understand that IP addressing is required without understanding its mechanics, and that hosts in different IP address networks will not be able to communicate with each other without special rules programmed into routers. Therefore, reviewing our example from our previous slide, if a device's IP address is 192.168.10.1 with a subnet mask of 255.255.255.0, that host will not be able to communicate with a printer with an IP address of 10.10.10.1, even if each device is configured with the same subnet mask. The router must be programmed to allow that type of communication. We will now look at a real example using the IP addresses that we have discussed in this unit. Given an IP address of 192.168.10.1 and a subnet mask of 255.255.255.0, we can derive that this network can legally have addresses in the range of 192.168.10.1 through and including 192.168.10.254. In other words, if a device were to have an IP address and subnet mask in this range, then this device will be able to communicate with any other device in this network. We should add that routers use 192.168.10.0 and 192.168.10.255 for routing and communication. Valid IP version 4 numbers range from 0 to 255. Therefore, if an IP address consisted of the number 256 or higher, that would represent an invalid IP address. Almost all network communication utilizes IP addressing. Routers route network traffic using IP addressing. In other words, if you want to communicate with a server in another country, then the routers have to find that server using its IP address. Switches, by default, are not routers and do not use IP addressing to send information from a source to a destination. Switches use the network interface card's media access control, or MAC address, which is physically stamped on the NIC. The switch then forwards network traffic to devices in their network only, using the destination device's MAC address. A more thorough discussion of switching is beyond the scope of this unit. An IP version 4 address consists of four groups of numbers, each of which is an octet. Devices like routers see each octet as a group of binary numbers. For example, the decimal number 192 is 11100000 in binary for a total of 8 binary digits or bits. Thus, each decimal number in an IP version 4 address is an octet of 8 bits. The IP address tells you the exact address of a host. The subnet mask reveals the network in which the host resides through use of a process called ANDing. ANDing involves binary mathematics and is beyond the scope of this unit. To ensure that we understand how a local area network, or LAN, forwards traffic, we have to be aware of the fact that the LAN uses more than IP addressing. In fact, in a local area network, such as a home network, a number of devices need to communicate with each other. These devices must be interconnected, most likely using cabling, a switch, and an ISP router. These devices might also be interconnected using wireless technologies, in which case a wireless access point plugs into the switch. LAN communication uses IP addressing and MAC addressing. The MAC address, which is the Media Access Control address, is stamped, usually on a sticker, on each installed NIC. Switches use MAC addresses for intranet communications, and the MAC address has no meaning outside of the local network. In other words, the MAC address on your NIC has no meaning outside of the network in which you are currently connected. All LAN communication uses MAC addressing. Switches consider IP addressing. If the destination address is an IP address unknown to the switch, then the switch will send that communication to the router. The router has to determine where that destination address is located using its routing tables. Now would be a good time to visualize the MAC address of a NIC. Follow along with this example using your computer. Please open a command prompt. In Windows 7, open a command prompt by clicking the Windows key and typing the command CMD. Then press Enter. CMD opens a command prompt window that is typically a dark screen with white lettering on it. Next, type the command ipconfig /all and press Enter. When you type the command ipconfig, it is important to add a space after the command and before the forward slash. The forward slash is known as a switch. The word all modifies the command to provide much more information than if we just executed the ipconfig command with no switch. Type it in exactly as shown on the slide without the quotes and then press Enter. Compare the output displayed with what is on your screen. You should see an IP version 4 address and its subnet mask. Next, locate the physical address in the screen output. The arrow on the slide shows you where that is in the output. The physical address is the MAC address that is associated with this specific NIC. Again, use the MAC address for local communication and the IP address for remote communication. Leave the command prompt window open to complete an exercise on an upcoming slide. So how does one obtain a public IP address? IP addresses can be purchased or leased and used by the owner of that IP address or address range for the duration of the lease. Most IP addresses are public IP addresses. Anyone can use private IP addresses. Examples include 10.0.0.0.0, 172.16.31.0, and the address that we have been using throughout this presentation, 192.168.0.0. The subnet masks for each IP address range will vary depending on the IP addresses used. We mentioned the fact that anyone can use private IP addresses, but we did not discuss the fact that anyone can use any private IP address. For example, your computer might have a private IP address of 192.168.10.1 and a subnet mask of 255.255.255.0. Well, my computer can have that exact same address. The reason that you and I can have the same private IP address is because that address has no meaning outside of the network in which each of us is connected. This means that an ISP device must provide your device with a public IP address so that your device can access the Internet. No discussion of network communication is complete without adding some thought to domain names and their use. Networks and the Internet support the use of domain names. Imagine trying to navigate the Internet using IP addresses rather than names. www.schoolname.edu is an example of a domain name. Think of other sites with which you are familiar. You are aware that network communication revolves around the use of IP addressing. Since people more easily remember names rather than numbers, network engineers devised the Domain Naming System, or DNS, which is a method that allows people to use names in conjunction with IP addressing. People and organizations can purchase a domain name from ICANN. ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. According to Wikipedia, a domain name is an identification label that defines a realm of administrative autonomy, authority, or control of the Internet based on the Domain Name System, or DNS. So in our example of a domain name, www.whitehouse.gov, this domain name tells us that the White House is responsible, if we infer that information, for the administration of this website. Domain names are comprised of three distinct pieces. The www portion of the domain name indicates that this is a name associated with the World Wide Web. The domain name White House indicates a purchased domain name of White House. The suffix .gov indicates a government entity type. Keep in mind that anyone can buy any available domain name with any extension, if that person or organization is willing to pay for it, and if the domain name is available. A domain name is available when another person or entity does not own it. When an entity's address ends up with the .org, .gov, or other extension, this does not prove that the entity is that type of organization. Therefore, without doing further research, could we truthfully say that the White House of the United States of America owns www.whitehouse.gov? No, we could not. We would have to investigate to find out whether or not that was true. Lastly, government entities own a number of domain names with the .com extension. As you know, when you access an internet website, such as your school's website, you type in its domain name. For example, you might type www.schoolname.edu. This forces your browser to locate the IP address associated with that specific domain name, because network devices use IP addresses and not names to communicate. Domain name systems devices accomplish this action. DNS is another ISP service. ISPs provide first-level DNS name resolution. ISP DNS servers connect to global DNS or root servers for help when they cannot resolve a domain name to an IP address. So when an organization leases a static IP address, a DNS server maps the domain name of that organization, White House, for example, to that specific IP address. Again, all computers communicate through IP addressing. Therefore, typing in a domain name has no meaning unless that name can be resolved or translated into a specific IP address. Note that most organizations have their own DNS servers that can resolve device names to IP addresses for devices and networks within their own intranet. It is important to point out that each time you navigate to a website using a browser, the computer must first determine the website's IP address. Therefore, if you attempt to navigate to www.whitehouse.gov, your browser has to first resolve that name to an IP address, and then, and only then, is your browser able to display the web page. You will see one IP address for the White House on this slide. This website is probably associated with many IP addresses. You are viewing one of them. We will now return to the command prompt, which should be open from our previous exercise. Type the command ping www.whitehouse.gov and then press enter. The output should reveal the IP address associated with this domain name. Note that the IP address you see, if you perform this exercise, will probably be different from the one that is on the slide. If you would like to pause the presentation and take a moment to complete this exercise, now would be a good time to do that. If you need help opening a command prompt, please review the slide notes for this slide. In summary, a browser has to contact a DNS server to translate a domain name to the IP address. All domain names map to an IP address. This information is stored on globally and privately owned DNS servers. Global DNS servers are root servers and work together to map the globe's domain names to specific IP addresses. Finally, when the browser learns the destination IP address from a DNS server, network communication finally begins.